Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, chime time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Oh, my God. The Prince of Pucks. Going to need a whole new separate hockey podcast at this point, buddy. Nice call last night on your Boston Bruins.
Thank you, Mutt. Yeah, we missed on the Ovechkin goal, but that's fine. Boston Bruins hit. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. They hit in regulation, which is plus 190 if you got frisky enough for that. But regardless, Boston Bruins money line plus 120. They look pretty good. Actually, they look better than I thought they would, especially early on in that game. And I just 4-1 to start the hockey season feels real good.
That's a good way to start it, Chris Scheim. Now, they're off till Saturday, right? Correct? We won't get a home game Saturday?
I believe that is correct. Yeah, they will welcome, I believe it's the Arizona Coyotes at home on Saturday. And then they will also play the Panthers 2 days later at home.
Yeah, I saw people in the Twitch chat last night during Mutt at Night looking at tickets already. And just, it's a weird phenomenon, Scheim. Maybe you've noticed it, too, in the last even like 6 months. Ticket prices for everything, like concerts and sporting events, are through the roof.
Oh,
I don't know where
stupid.
I know people got like rich on crypto and now are spending that money, or they're just, you know, ripping their credit card debt into, you know, Kingdom Come. But I don't remember this in my entire life, Scheim, to see like the asking price this much over face value for both concert and any sort of sporting event ticket. It's just, it's wild. Are you seeing the same thing in your neck of the woods?
Oh yeah, I mean concerts are getting astronomical.
Stupid.
When you used to be able to go to concerts for like $30, it was great. And same with sporting. I mean, sporting events have been this way now for a while, and it's just getting worse.
It's just wild. But they'll be home Saturday, so Scheim will be on the air Saturday doing props and picks. So Scheim will have a Bruins pick for you then.
Yes, sir.
The NHL rolls on, my friend. The season has started, and I got a text from someone who said the Prince of Pucks has to make hockey bets every day on the podcast. And so I'm going to get out of the way, Chris Scheim. We'll start there. Do you have any hockey bets for the people on this Thursday night up against the most important Thursday night football game of all time?
Yeah, just one bet real quick. The key to starting well in the hockey season is identifying bad teams and betting against them. It's that simple. What I have done. It's what I did last. That was my formula last year. It worked out really well, and that's what I'm going to start doing this year. The bad teams playing tonight, that would be the Chicago Blackhawks, who just played last night and got pumped by the Colorado Avalanche, and then the Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes are playing the Penguins. I'm just going to take the Penguins money line at minus 365 and then pair that with Vegas Golden Knights on the puck line, which is -1.5 goals at minus 140 against the Chicago Blackhawks. Those two together get you around plus 120, a little parlay for you. That's what I'm hitting on tonight.
So just a straight parlay tonight in the NHL for Thursday.
That's it. Straight up parlay. Penguins just to win, money line. You can even take them. Actually, you're probably better off taking them if you can. Get the 60-minute line. You get it down to minus 240. That's probably the better bet. I didn't even think of that for the first. That bumps it up to plus 140. So that gets you some better odds there. So
a little more value there for
people. Penguins in regulation, 60-minute line, however your book refers to it as, three-way, whatever you want to call it. Penguins three-way money line, minus 240. paired with the Vegas Golden Knights on the puck line at minus 140. Get you plus 140 for your bet for tonight.
All right, make sure you tweet that out to the people because that might be a little confusing for those of us who don't always bet hockey. I might just see it like in front of me before I put it in my bet slip in the great state of New Hampshire. That was the good news yesterday. We were an inning late on the Braves, Scheim. That's on me. I had an idea. I said over 1.5 runs in the first five innings. They had some base runners and just couldn't get it home. And then immediately in the sixth, I'm watching in studio, they put a three spot up with some bad defense by Royce Hopkins. And the Braves win and tie the series, which is fine with me. I like these long series in the best of five, but inning late on the cash in the over on the Braves there, buddy.
Yeah, and the Dodgers blew a 3-2 lead too as well. So it was 3-3. I lied. They didn't blow a lead. But regardless, they still lost anyways. So my parlay died as well. So tough night in baseball, but it's fine. It happens.
As you know, I was dealing with some administrative issues here at home today, so yes. I have not done my deep dive on baseball. Today is my wife's birthday, so I have a bunch of to-do list things to do. Happy birthday to Jess. So I had some stuff to take care of this morning, addition of car stuff. So I have not looked at baseball, so I'm not going to hand out bets I have not looked at. I look forward to the two American League games today. Hope the rain is not an issue. There's a bunch of rain hitting the East Coast in the next 24 hours, so that could play in the Yankees and Guardians game, but I'll be watching the games for sure tonight. Because sarcastically, I said the most important Thursday night football game of all time. It is the Commanders, it is the Bears, it is Fields, it is Wentz, Scheim. Now, I placed a bet today. I was already in the great state of New Hampshire. I'll be back later on this afternoon.
Okay.
I placed a pizza money for fun only same game parlay.
All right.
I think the under is the right play, but I could not stomach, because there are other things I want to bet this weekend. I started doing a little bit of our work for our picks early this morning as the kids were getting ready for school. And there are like a bunch of bets I know I'm going to make this weekend. And this would have been a fringy, like almost sort of forcing it under bet. You and I both think under is the play at 38. Correct? We're still
correct.
There?
Yes, 100%.
Under? Okay. I see wind in the forecast. It makes me feel better about that. So instead of that, I made a for-fun pizza money parlay with the boost offered by the fine folks at DK. I have the under 38.5 in the game, and I have both the Commanders and the Bears to register two or more sacks in the game. That gets you almost up to plus 220 as a result. So over 2-1 on an ugly game, both teams get two sacks or more, I cash a bet at over 2-1. That's my idea for tonight. Going to have a little fun with that. Just have a little bit of interest in this thing. Defensive game, ugly game, slow game. Two quarterbacks we don't really like. I'm sure you have better, smarter, more interesting bets, Scheim, but I'm on the record for that. But if I had to make a gun in my head, bet a pick on this game, it would for sure be the under. Even at 38, which is where you're getting it right now, for some reason, it was 38.5 in the same game parlay.
Yeah, what I like to do in same game parlays is I like to double up on the same theory, basically. My same game parlay looks like this. I have the under 38.5 in this game.
Yep.
I also went under 17.5 team total for Washington.
Okay.
And I went under on Carson Wentz 244.5 passing yards. So that... 219.5 passing yards. Big difference. Wait, why is my number so weird? I don't know why. It's telling me it's only... I could have sworn that this was way more value than it's saying it is, and I'm not exactly sure why or what I did, but it's telling me it's only like 2.5 to 1, which seems wrong, but that's what it is according to this thing, and their math never lies. I thought I got way more value out of this yesterday. Apparently, I did not. Plus 285 on the same game parlay, under 219.5, under 17.5 for the Commanders, under 38.5 in the total in the game.
Okay, my guess is, Scheim, you were taking advantage of a profit boost that got you better value than
maybe
what you're getting right now.
Maybe, I guess. I'm not. So, because I was just looking at this, and I could have sworn I accidentally had selected the... Oh, yeah, so, okay. This is why I'm so confused.
Okay.
So, I have, right now, I had originally accidentally selected the over on Washington team total at 17.5, which is minus 135. I then switch it to the under 17.5, which is plus 110.
Gotcha.
And it drops from 7.5 to 1 to plus 285. How does that make any sense?
I don't know. I think there's something else going on there. Can you not pair the same two things together? Can you not do an under
on
in the
total
game
and under
a team total?
I don't know. I don't know if that decreases the odds. I never even thought of that. There's no indication that that would be the case.
This, folks, discussion we're having, okay, is why we don't put real, like, actual. I'll speak for myself. Maybe Shime has had some big, like, large same game parlays. I've had occasionally where I'll do two things in a same game parlay, two things I really like and would bet individually for better odds.
Yep,
when I'm doing
same.
Three or more, for the most part, I'm taking advantage of profit boosts or playing it literally just for fun money. That's so, because the conversation we're having, I'm not an expert at this stuff. I'm not an expert at figuring out the manipulate the odds just how I want them. And so you're trying to double up on your. So I like what you're doing. You're making it shine. Basically, the idea of I want to be right about one thing. I want to be right about the offense. Like you're doing something we do in daily fantasy, which is where we're correlating, right?
Yep.
You're taking your opinions. So your idea is bad offense in the game. Take three or four different ideas that suggest bad offense, and I want to put them together and try to hit that, you know, four piece parlay essentially to get paid out a bigger number than I could if I bet these individually. I'm doing the same thing. I think both quarterbacks suck. I think there's probably going to be more than two sacks, but I did it very quickly. And again, it's for fun only with the under tonight. But I think the discussion we're having here is a part of a bigger one, and that is I think same-game parlays should be used either for fun and interest, or you really it's a minimal couple of things, and you hammer home a super strong opinion. I don't think our audience is making the best decision by betting same-game parlays for like every primetime game.
Okay. 100%
agree. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Oh, Thursday night, could have a same game parlay. Saturday night, could have one. Oh, the big Sunday night. I don't think that's the way that I would be betting. And I don't think long term that's how anybody who's playing this seriously that wants to use this as not just a form of like fun money dumping away like I'm playing with today, but like, hey, I want to be sort of serious about this and track my bets and kind of pay attention to get smarter and better. I think making same game parlays on every game and having a bunch of legs and saying, please let this thing get home. Long term, I would suggest that's the wrong way to do it.
You're 100%
that's,
right.
That's my take.
I only play same game parlays to take advantage of boosts and or free bets or for funsies. Last night, I actually hit one, but it was totally for funsies. And it was one of the stupid, and it's even more so for funsies because it was a same game parlay, like parlay, the crossover ones.
The X ones?
Yes. I hit one in the NHL last night. Thank you to the Bruins, the Oilers, and the Avalanche.
There you go, buddy.
It was free money. But regardless, like those are for fun. Those are just like, I'm going to toss $2 on it to see if I can win 50. It's like there's no actual, like, yes, I'm putting thought into it, but there's no actual intention on winning the bet.
But but you're not betting an amount, Shime. That if you lose, I mean, first of all, I don't think it's going to
hurt your bankroll.
But it's going to affect your actual like outcome at the end of the year.
Bingo.
Like if you in your NFL, your prime NFL bets, if you had a 6-week stretch where you were just terrible, that would affect your bottom line at the end of the year. You'd look and say that 6 weeks buried me. With that fun money last night, you could miss 10 of those at your pizza money thing, hit the 11th one, and you're basically break even. So that's the point. As you were trying to work through and trying to figure out the odds of it, like my head is like, this is why we don't tell people to bet like big same game parlays. It just doesn't. It's a great promotional tool for the books. I'm not knocking them. They're fun, and like Shime's right, they're the big shiny toy when you boost them up. And we're repeating ourselves at this point. At least I am. I would not be doing it every single primetime game for those who can't do it. A lot of people in our listening audience, Shime, they can't do it anyway because they have to drive out of state to take advantage of this stuff. They can't do it from their couch. As you often text me, this is why I should be betting from my couch. Just a small Thursday rant with this game looking really, really ugly. And people wanting to have a bet on the game, I just would invest super heavily in same-game parlays. End of rant.
I completely agree. I'm with you 100%. Same-game parlays or parlays in general are generally for squares. And you're, you know, you normal, just everyday, I'm going to bet every once in a while kind of person that wants to just have some fun.
I got a fun way to do parlays, Shime.
Yep.
You and three or four buddies, you know, you each pitch in $15 bucks every Sunday.
Novel idea.
Every Sunday, you guys each pick a game. Like, what's your best bet? What's your best bet? You each take $15. So over the course of the season, it probably ends up being like a little over $200 bucks. You parlay your four picks every week. So you're rooting for each other every week. You got a group text going.
Me and my friends do this? Is that why you're bringing it up?
No, I have no idea. I'm just saying I've done it in the past occasionally. I'm not doing it currently right now. I'm not cool enough. I have no friends, basically.
So my friends and I do this literally every weekend. Yeah, there's five of us.
So you explain it, Chime. Go ahead.
So me and my buddies, we call ourselves the bookie killers, you know? funny.
Yeah.
We each just toss in $10. And with the $10, we select a game we like. And that's it. It's a $50 parlay on five games we like. Generally, the payout is like $220 a person if we were to hit. I think we have hit one in the span of like 2 years now. It's fun with your buddies. You're talking about football. You're keeping in touch all week. You're talking about different games and different teams, and it's just a fun way to A, stay in contact with your friends, and B, have a little fun, because you know what? It's $10. You're going to make $10 back in plenty of times in your lifetime. So spending $10 with your friends, especially friends who are, you know, out of state and not local, and so it's a great way to do that with your buddies. And that's what we do literally every Sunday. Like this past Sunday, we mixed it up. We did one of the anytime TD scorer parlays because, you know what, we're like, let's have a little fun with this one. We'll make it $5 each instead of 10, and we'll do it on an anytime touchdown scorer parlay. We lose the parlay on the first leg because A.J. Dillon doesn't score a touchdown. We make fun of the buddy who screws us in the first leg of the parlay,
yeah.
And then we move on with our days and enjoy the rest of football. Like, that's just what we do. It's a fun little thing that me and my buddies do. If any of them are listening, shout out to you guys. It's fun.
There's a great scene in, most recently, the best gambling movie that's out there. It's called Mississippi Grind with Ben Mendelsohn and Ryan Reynolds. If you have not seen Mississippi Grind, find it on demand this weekend and watch. It is an awesome gambling movie. You will love it. And Ryan Reynolds, they're at a bar, and Ben Mendelsohn's character's like, I'm pretty good at pool. So Ryan Reynolds tells these guys, hey, $50, I'm going to bet on my buddy here. And Ben's like, oh, you're gonna waste $50. He says, no, I'm going to pay $50 to watch you play pool. You're paying that $10 every week, Shime, to sort of socialize with your friends. It's not really to hit
Bingo.
The bet. It's not really
it's the
to
same thing as
kill
to a
the
bar
bookies.
And buying drinks there.
Or going to play golf. So in the course of a month, instead of going to one round of golf with your friends who are probably out of state and you can't do it, that $40 is going towards four different parlay bets to keep you guys together and texting and friends. That's how
Bingo.
I'd utilize those things long term.
Couldn't agree
I would
more.
I would not be using them. And I don't think the people that we listen to, Shine, that are in this industry, I don't think the people that are actually making money doing this, guys like Steve Fezzik, who does a podcast with Ross Tucker, and a million other guys I can mention, they're not betting those regularly. And I would, again, I sound like the dad talking to the son. I apologize to be preachy about this, but I'm glad you agree. Have fun with it. Don't go crazy with it. You can make it social. Like that's how I look at it. Like, I don't play golf, but I can do $10 parlays to my buddies every Sunday. We can have a group text and have fun with it. So I'm glad you guys do that, Chime, and I should be doing that. But I'm glad you're able to articulate what I was talking about there. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
It's a lot of fun. That's the way I would use the parlays, the same game parlays.
The gambling dads, Mutton Chime.
Yay.
How do you spend your money wisely? So yeah, this game's going to be ugly tonight. I'll be in and on small same game parlay. You're there as well. The Patriots line, by the way, Shine, before we get out on a gloomy Thursday in New England, is basically 2.5 across the board now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing threes anywhere this morning. Maybe you are.
Nope.
But I am seeing...
I see 2.5 everywhere.
I am seeing, as I scroll up here, 2.5... No, that's not updated. That's not updated. I want an actual updated line. I saw... Let's see here. Hit the refresh.
I have literally 2.5 across the board.
I have 2.5 minus 110. So do you have the juice the same with DK right now, or is it jacked up?
With DK, it is currently minus 110. There's some places where you're going to get your minus 105s and stuff, but for the most part, it's just 2.5 across the board.
Yeah, and at least the public betting suggests some money has come in on the Patriots in the last day or so. I don't know if that's Mac Jones money, because a couple of these books were already 2.5 yesterday, but the more he practices and the more Jeremy Fowler and others suggest he's out there, like if... I don't think he's going to be the backup, Shime. So I want to look ahead just till tomorrow. If he's active and not ruled out, do you think he starts, or is there a chance you think he's the backup to Bailey Zappe on Sunday against the Browns?
I don't think there's any chance Mac Jones is playing in this game.
Okay,
let's
pretend world where he's active.
Yep.
They send Garrett Gilbert back to the practice squad, and the only two quarterbacks active are Zappe and Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is starting then.
I would think so too. I don't know why you would. If you're gonna keep him active, you would just
play him.
You just play. I mean,
100%.
So I'm not sure how that would affect. But I mean, that'd be too. How would they do this? So he'd be out there practicing again today. There'd be more video. Looks good. List comes out tomorrow. Can they list him as out right away, or will they drag it out until Sunday?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Bill loves doing that shit.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, you may not know until like Mike Reese Sunday morning. You know, as like the or Schefter or Reese overnight. It'll be when you wake up Sunday. It will be Schefter and or Rappaport.
Because
those guys always, Sunday into Monday, they get the big news dump. See, I like waking up Sunday morning early and seeing everyone, like, who's active, who's leaning. Like so-and-so's, he's leaning, he's going to play. So-and-so, question all week, he's not going to play.
I get up at the ass crack of dawn, and yet still I see tweets from, like, Tom Pelissero at, like, 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's like, this guy's going to be active for Sunday football. I'm like, holy smokes.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but they all get it from the same people. And it's like those three guys who are all overnight reporting it. So yep. They must have like the same sort of sources to get that word out there. But I think there's a chance sitting here Thursday morning that we have to wait until then to know what's going to go on with Mac. Unless they list him out tomorrow. But I could see Belichick dragging it out until Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
Caveat, timeout. I'm an idiot. They are traveling to Cleveland. So Mike Reese is really good at this. So-and-so did not get on the flight.
That's right. Okay.
They're not traveling. They're not going to travel Mac to Cleveland not to play.
Yeah, true.
There's no way. There's no benefit to it. So we may know as soon as sometime Saturday. Long-winded way of saying, Shyam, what do you think happens with this line? By kickoff Sunday, what would move this line off the 2.5 it's currently at before we say goodbye?
I think Mac playing would move it. I think people are,
I do too,
outside of me, believe that Mac makes a difference in this game. So I think Mac Jones being active would move this down even lower for Cleveland, which would be nice for me. I'm into that. I would re-up my ante on Cleveland.
So you're in at 2.5, correct?
Yes.
Right now, Cleveland.
Yep, I got in at 2.5 yesterday.
And you would, if this lane got lower to
if this got down to 2, 1.5, I'm back in. I'm gonna double down.
Yeah, I'm torn. I need to see. I need to see what's going to happen at quarterback. Because I do think that Mac Jones is a difference over Bailey Zappe. I am also surprised, Sean, I got to be honest, that this total is sitting here at 43, and people are betting the over. 76% of the bets and 85% of the money on the over. I would have leaned under in this. I know the Patriots scored a bunch of points last week, but this feels like a rock fight. Even if Mac Jones plays Stevenson and Nick Chubb back and forth, your final score, 20-17.
I think they see a lot of the Cleveland Brown games, and those Brown games have been high scoring all throughout the season. So I think that's probably what people are going with right now.
All right. So
I do have a question for you before we leave here today.
I got an answer. Go ahead.
I was alerted in the Twitch chat today during my show that you were calling me a fool last night. Is there a reason for that? You slandering me, Mutt?
You and Wiggy for your Mac Jones hate.
Oh, okay. That's fair. All right. That's fine.
I think I've said that to your face. You're biased against Mac Jones. You two, speaking of like setting the dialogue for the city.
Always.
I feel like you and Wiggy have turned a lot of the fan base against Mac Jones because of like your blind dislike. I told the story of draft night on the air last night where people that weren't listening to you at that time, like Shyam for a month said the one guy I don't want the Patriots to take is Mac Jones.
Yep.
Like he said for a month on podcasts and shows, he was saying don't draft Mac Jones.
Yep.
And basically melted down and flipped out when they did. I said I think you guys are wrong for the hate. So I don't think I used the word foolish for sure. I think I used the word silly. I said
That's
I think
fair.
It's a silly dislike of Mac Jones.
Yeah, I mean, does it stem from that night? I mean, sure, I guess a little
bit. Yes, because you want to be right. You said it 2 days ago. You want to be right about your Mac Jones take.
Of course I want to be right. But, like, I mean, I don't have to. My evaluation of him coming out of the draft feels accurate. I feel like I've already been right in that regard, and people just don't want to admit it yet. So I just want people to admit it more so than anything.
I don't think there's enough sample size to admit it. It's like the same people that want to still talk about Bailey Zappe. Like they've seen a game against the Detroit Lions, against the worst defense in football. There's no sample size on him yet either, by the way. And Mac is being asked to run a new offense this year. His average depth of target is 10.1. It's fourth in the NFL. He's throwing it deep. He didn't throw it deep last year. So
why isn't Zappe throwing it deep?
Because he can't. Because they had him
in
bubble wrap.
They were practicing the same offense in
bubble wrap
in preseason.
I was talking to Andy Hart about that last night, and he admitted when he was talking about Zappi. Maybe you guys talked about the Six Rings podcast.
We did, because I can tell you the quote he gave. He said, there's times where Bailey Zappi looks like he controls his offense better than Mac in the preseason,
yes.
in the training camp.
We talked about that last night, and I said, by any chance, Andy, was that against the starters? And he laughed. No, it's against third team guys.
Well, like, yeah.
Okay, well, that's the context of it. And it's become this people, and we talk about this in gambling all the time. Like the result, sometimes you get lucky in a bet, like your result goes your way, but you look back and go, boy, that was a shitty bet. Like, what was my thought process there? I think right now the final score of 29-0 and the shutout and all the points has sort of, and Mac going 1-2 to start the year with his one win being an ugly win against the Steelers. The recency and the result has sort of affected it. But to your credit, you are not one of these people that's Johnny come lately.
No,
you know,
I was the
Zappi
first
happy.
One on.
I think you and Wiggy are like the two ultimate. I think you guys were like holding hands on this one.
Well, yeah, I was anti-Mac Jones before the draft. Like, let's make that clear.
Yeah, you didn't
Wiggy
want
didn't
Mac
hop
Jones.
On until
you
the
didn't
Patriots
want
draft.
Mac Jones at 50. I gave you credit for a month during our draft process, saying that's the one guy you don't want them to take.
Yep.
You said it over and over again on different shows that we did, and I listened to you do. So I'm giving you credit for that. I also think that closing the book on him after a year, and now year two with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, and still we'd agree no number one wide receiver threat. Like, to me, like, all you have to do is look at what Tua was able to do, where they put a couple talented players around him.
Sure.
And, by the way, a good offensive coach.
My biggest issue is guys like Dan Orlovsky coming on our station and being like, there's no way Bailey Zappi would ever sniff Mac Jones's job. Like, Mac Jones has already proven he's a very, very good quarterback in the NFL. Oh, that is a heaping pile of smelly horse dung. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Mac Jones has proven nothing. Literally nothing.
Do you want to know my take on Dan? I've not done this on the air. I guess I can do it here, and it's probably completely wrong. Okay, but my gut feeling on Orlovsky and Mac Jones, because he's been doing this now for a year.
Yep.
I think it's because of the five guys taken last year in the draft in the first round, and I'm not including Davis Mills, who did flash last year and now might apparently suck. I think Mac Jones is like physically and as a quarterback, the most like Dan Orlovsky was at Shelton, Connecticut, the Shelton Gales in Connecticut, and for UConn, and eventually the Texans and Lions. And I think he's sort of rooting for Mac Jones because he sees himself as like the Mac Jones of the five guys. Like, he's not Justin Fields, he's not Trevor Lawrence, but in his mind, he might have been Mac Jones.
Stop rooting for guys that remind you of yourself, and root for guys who are playing awesome and being special, like Geno Smith. All right, stop it with saying Mac Jones is very, very good, and recognize the actual people who have been very, very good. Dan, how about that?
You were on the wrong side of history. How could you vote for Andy Hart in our Mud at Night draft last?
He drafted
night?
Geno Smith, and not even just Geno and Lamar. Like, he drafted the Shime guys. What am I supposed to do? I was handcuffed, Mike.
You really were. So if we'll get you out on this. If someone said to you today you have a quarterback the rest of the year, same team.
Oh, God.
Geno or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, it's Geno.
Okay, that's fine.
Give me Geno. Geno's going to light it up. Continue to light it up, I should say.
Is that going to be on your betting card? We start texting later on today? Seahawks and Cardinals?
I watched the Seahawks defense last week. I don't know yet. I'll let you know. I do actually. I am leaning towards the over. Shout out!
Be.
I don't want to plug another podcast, but my guys over at the Ringer do a really good job, and they considered the
Brian
Seahawks,
Barrett.
Brad Barrett's podcast, the fantasy show. Heifetz, Danny Kelly, and Craig Horbrook. They refer to the Seahawks defense as the Mario Rainbow Strip in Mario Kart that give everybody a speed boost, and I think that's the perfect analogy. So
I do like that. Yeah, and by the way, I should—I don't know if you saw this news yesterday, Sean. This is from a gambling standpoint. This adds some fun to Sunday. So the Patriots at one, we have, as you talked about, Bills and Chiefs as like the game there on the Sunday afternoon game at 4, whatever it is. We thought we're gonna have Seahawks and Cardinals at about the same time. If Seattle is able to force a game 4 in their playoff series against the Astros, they've announced that Seahawks-Arizona game gets pushed back to 5:30 Eastern time.
Which would be awesome.
So then you would have the Patriots at 1, all the 1 o'clock games, Chiefs and Bills at 4, 5:30, Seahawks and Cardinals. That will take 3 hours. The minute that game is over, Cowboys, Eagles, Sunday Night Football.
If that happens, and I love it, and I'm going to love it, they're going to need to do that every single week.
They really should. Could think of, and no stupid London game this week. Oh. So you don't have to worry about that. You can get.
I did like 9:30 a.m. football though.
Yeah, enough. No, well, see, when you have two like football crazy kids, and like all of a sudden you realize they've watched like 7 hours of football, and the wife's like, "You need to get them out of the house right now." Then you're forced to leave the afternoon games to go and take them outside because it was your fault they started watching at 9:30.
Yeah,
you don't like them as much. You don't like them as much.
That's fair.
That's why I love this podcast. We've just rambled on about non-gambling stuff here about 15 minutes.
Yep.
And yes, I what the Twitch chatter said is what I've said to your face.
I wanted to just make sure it wasn't anything new. I wasn't sure if like I said something on the podcast yesterday that you were then just like, oh wow, Shine's a fool, and you just didn't want to tell me.
I also told the people that you gave out the Bruins.
Damn right.
I put into your tweet on the air last night when the Bruins won that game.
Damn right, baby.
I said I pay attention to the playoffs, but Shine's telling you to bet the Bruins tonight.
Prince of Pucks.
Subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. Tomorrow, we have our full video pod tomorrow, Shine.
Yep, noontime.
Noontime. And I think tomorrow, we got three. Oh, I get to go first because I hit my three-pointer.
I hit my three-pointer, too.
Oh,
we
geez.
Tied.
What's our tiebreaker?
You have the better record on the year, so you get to go first.
Okay, so we'll start texting today. We'll make three picks. Wheel it back on Saturday with prop bets and a Bruins pick for Saturday, too.
Whew.
And we got hockey tonight. Shime, excellent stuff by you. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. Enjoy NHL bets. We will talk about what time do you want to hop on the video stream tomorrow?
Noontime. Yeah, let's do noontime on the dot.
Works for me. I will do that. We'll talk then, buddy. Thank you.
Perfect, Mike. Can't wait.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.